Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another great session of Read the Word. Interesting session we have tonight, talking about Israel's travel all through the wilderness, through 40 years of watching their brothers and sisters die. Do not rebel against God, and do not be a griper or a complainer. And don't be a thumb sucker. It makes your thumb turn white. It's going to be a good time tonight, and we welcome you to be a part of it. Remember, in all of our sessions except the last two, I put in timestamps. I was tired. Didn't get it done, but there's little blue numbers. You'll see them in the YouTube videos, and it'll take you right to that certain part of it if you want to restudy part of that again. It'll be a blessing. Remember this, we are a listener-supported ministry, so we welcome you to sow a seed as the Holy Spirit instructs you. It will help us preach the gospel right here and around the world. 28 nations you and I are doing this together in. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, and my body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Numbers chapter 33. This is an interesting chapter. And this is Israel's journey from Egypt reviewed. 42 journeys of the children of Israel. Actually, I counted 43. I wonder what we got a difference here. And when you think about moving 6 million people times in 40 years, somebody needed to buy a house and quit renting. That was a good joke if you missed it. Verse number one, these are the journeys of the children of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt by their armies, underneath the hand of Moses and Aaron. They weren't an army. They were slaves. God called them an army. It's always wise to let God do the naming of who you are so that you get named the proper name. I made it all the way to verse 2 now. Moses wrote down the starting points of their journey at the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting points. Number one, they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness into the night in the sight of all the Egyptians. Now think about it. They've been slaves for 400 years, and they went out in boldness. For the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. Also, on their gods, the Lord had executed judgment. Father God, execute judgment against every wicked god there is against you today.
Amen.
Verse number five. This is movement number two. The children of Israel moved from Ramses and camped in Succoth. Number three, they departed from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. The fourth move, verse 7, they moved from Ethan and turned back to Pi Hirahath, which is east of Baal Zephon, they camped near Migdol, parted from Hirahath, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. They went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Mara. They moved from Mara and came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. That's one of the heresies of the Quran. Because at the 12 springs of water and the 70 palm trees, fell out of a palm tree.
Yeah.
Hit him in the head, and that's why he started writing. Verse 10. They moved from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. There will not be a time stamp on that. They moved from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They journeyed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dothka. Verse 13, move number 10. They departed from Dothka and camped at Alush. They moved from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They departed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They moved from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They departed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmon. They departed from Rithmon and camped at Rimon Perez. They departed from Rimon Perez and camped at Libna. They moved from Libna and camped at Risa. They journeyed from Risa and camped at Kehelath. They went from Kehelatha and camped at Mount Shefer. They moved from Mount Shefer and camped at Harada. They moved from Harada, Makalath. They moved from Makalath and camped at Tehath. They departed from Tehath and camped at Tira. They moved from Tira and camped at Mithka. They went from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. They departed from Hashmona and camped at Mazaroth. They departed from Mazaroth and camped at Beni Jaakon. A couple of hippies on that place. They moved from Beni Jaakon and camped at Hor Haggidgad. And they went from Hor Haggidgad and camped at Jotbah. They moved from Jabbeth and camped at Abrona. They departed from Abrona and camped at Ezion Geber. They moved from Ezion Geber and camped into the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. They moved from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the boundary of the land of Edom. Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there. In the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month, Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Isn't that something? He was older than Moses. Verse 40. The king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. So they departed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They departed from Zalmona and camped at Punon. They departed from Punon and camped at Oboth. They departed from Oboth and camped at Ij Abiram at the border of Moab. They departed from and camped at Dibon Gad. They moved from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathium. They moved from Almon Diblathium and camped in the mountains of Abiram before Nebo. I wonder if that's where the Dalmatians come from, was Diblathium. Don't worry about it. 48. They departed from the mountains of Abiram and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. 49 is the 43rd movement. They camp by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as the Abel Acacia Grove and the plains of Moab. Now, what you got to realize, this big old movement of folks, and some of them have started to live in the cities around there that were going to stay in that place and build their homes, and that was going to be their inheritance. And you got to realize Jericho saw them coming and said, here they are, and their hearts are seized with fear. Verse 50, going to preaching again. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones. Destroy all their molded images. Demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. And you shall divide the land by lot as an inheritance among your families. To the larger you shall give a larger inheritance. To the smaller you shall give a smaller inheritance. There anyone's inheritance shall be whatever falls to him by lot. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your father. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your side, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. Very interesting, isn't it? He's telling them, you drive them out, because if you don't and you let it stay, then it becomes an irritant and a pain and a sore and a thorn in your side, which is what you and I do, because we receive the righteousness of Jesus. Yeah. And we get rid of all that junk that's in our lives so that we can walk with God. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Chapter 34. Pointed boundaries of Canaan. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan to its boundaries. Your southern border shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. Then your southern border shall extend eastward to the end of the Salt Sea. Your border shall turn from the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, continue to Zin, and be on the south Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go on to Hazar Adar and to continue to Asmon. The border shall turn from Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall end at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the great sea for a border. This shall be your western border, and this shall be your northern border. From the great sea, you shall mark out your border line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, you shall mark your border to the entrance of Hamath. Then the direction of the border shall be toward Zedad. The border shall proceed to Ziphron, and it shall end at Hazar Enan. This shall be your northern border. You shall mark out your eastern border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the eastern side of Ain. The border shall go down and reach to the eastern side of the Sea of Kinnereth. The border shall go down along the Jordan, and it shall end at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with its surrounding boundaries. Then Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes, to the half tribe, for the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and the half tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on this side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, eastern, toward the sunrise. Verse 16, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance, Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take one leader of every tribe to divide the land for the inheritance. These are the names of the men from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Amihud, from the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad, the son of Chizlon, a leader from the tribe of the children of Dan, Buki, the son of Jogli, from the sons of Joseph, a leader from the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel, the son of Ephod, and a leader from the tribe of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan, verse 25, a leader from the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elizaphan, the son of Parnak, a leader from the children of Issachar, Tiel, the son of Azan, a leader from the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahidud, the son of Shalomi, and a leader from the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahel, the son of Amihud. These are the ones the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance among the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. And that's the end of our reading for this evening. Now, think about this. I know I say the same words every night, but the majestic word of God always makes us ponder, think, meditate, and grow in our understanding. We have just seen God lead the children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years. Now, we did it in a couple of days, but it took them 40 years to get through it. We saw all of their strugglings. We saw them absolutely rebel at Kadesh Barnea, and God said, wipe you out then. And then Moses said, I'm done with them, and I'm going to wipe them out. And God said, no, don't do that. I'm merciful. And then, so then God wanted to wipe them out. And the gripers and the complainers and the babbling idiots all were destroyed. What we have learned is just be on the side of building a relationship with Almighty God. And God will keep you out of all that other stuff. Because your resident teacher, the Holy Spirit, will automatically say, no, no, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't do that. He's your resident teacher. He's in here. That's why we pray the prayer of salvation every night. That's why I ask all of you, every one of us, to pray the prayer of salvation. Why? Because it's establishing in you. Faith comes by hearing the word. It's establishing in you. You didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. You didn't get a church. You were made one with God your Father. And now he's on the inside leading you inside out. Not up here trying to get down through your head, in here leading you from the inside out. Don't you just love it? Mm-hmm. I love this. Here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Everybody pray it. It'll build faith in you. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John. And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you,
when I believe
you give me everlasting life. and I will not perish.
And I will not
perish. And I thank you for it. Jesus, come into my life.
In
every area.
In every area.
And cause me to be filled with your presence.
And cause me to be filled.
Put your hands out like that and just say, I receive you now. Fill every part of my being,
fill
Lord.
Every part of my being.
I receive you as my light.
I receive you as my
faith. I receive you as my righteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Class is now dismissed. Not really. Stick around. Welcome to the family of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. You just made the greatest choice in your life. Right there. That one prayer changed everything for you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You're experiencing it, I know. It's wonderful. And what is it? It's God Almighty filling your very being with every part of himself. He's the light of the world. He just filled you. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He just filled you. And that's, you got faith now. Jesus' righteousness was pure, holy. He didn't sin one time. And he just filled you with it. And he made you into it. It's an awesome study, and we just want to help you walk with God every single day of your life. Now, my email address and website are here in the notes of this program. You'll find them there, samueljcottle.com. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG stands for Holy Ghost, and we'll help you walk with God in any way that we can, most of all. We're going to help you get the revelation that you don't have to sin anymore. Yeah. I got 9 teachings on it. Right out of the Word of God. Laid out so plainly that anybody can see it if your heart's open. Now, if you got a religious bone and you resist the truth, and then you're going to think I'm crazy. But I just read the Bible. I don't teach out of any man's book. I teach out of God's holy word. And so, we just want to help you walk with God. Thank you for being a part of this program and sharing it with your friends. Those of you who just prayed that prayer, seriously, send me an email. I'll be your friend. I won't spam you because I'm a minister of the gospel, and I get a 100-fold return on everything that I do, and I don't want a 100-fold return on spam. I guarantee you. You write me, I'll write you, and I'll be a blessing to you. In your life, in Jesus' mighty name. There'll be some timestamps. I'll even catch up the old other sessions so you can go back and truly, truly be able to be a blessing and grow in God. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. We got 2 more chapters in the book of Numbers, and on into Deuteronomy we go. Till we see you again right here. This is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. He's your Father. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you with us. We encourage you. Send this program to every nation you can send it to. Tell them it's not video, but it's pretty good audio. And you can study the whole New Testament, the whole Bible together chronologically with this crazy preacher from North Dakota. And we'll be a blessing to anybody that we can. For those of you in Europe, section of the world, we literally pray for you every single day and ask God to bless you and help you and give you strength in Jesus' mighty name. Make sure you're reading Psalm 91 out loud to your family every single day. If you see a Russian tank go by you, then you speak the angels of God, stick their finger down in the end of the barrel and stop every projectile from coming out. He's done it before and he's doing it again in Jesus' mighty name. Sure to love you guys. See you soon.